Chicken that looked like Hitler, looked just like him but littler. Down in the hen house they hated his guts. He didn't know why, it was driving him nuts. They called him the Chickenstein monster. He hung around down by the dumpster.
The hunchback and the Hitler chicken found romance. He looked into her eyes and they began to dance. When the news hit the hen house, jealousy reigned. The hens began to notice that they all looked the same. Being ordinary was bringing them down. They started making weird faces and dragged their feet around. Farmer Bob came out in the noonday heat, saw the chickens making faces and dragging their feet. His brain went out to lunch, his body changed form, and the dance of the living dead chickens was born. He combed his hair to one side, got a little mustache, scrunched up in a hump and let one foot drag. He crossed one eye, let his tongue hang out, and the neighbors joined in and they all began to shout. Comb your hair to one side, get a little mustache, scrunch up in a hump and let one foot drag. Everybody's learning, it's fun to be weird. The dance of the living dead chickens is here. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens. The dance of the living dead chickens.
Oh, this worked out really wonderful. Welcome to the end of the year. This show's going to be, airing the 30th and the 31st of this December 2021, my last show of the year. And what is my last show of the year? All right, so far this whole month, I've played all my favorite music that I found with the year, you know, my quarterly reports. Like I'm saying, the first month, the first week of December, my show was the first 3 months of music I found. The next week was the next 3 months of music I found. So it is apropos that today, this one is leftovers. It is leftovers. It's music that I didn't get into my other four shows, part of the best music finds of the year, music that I discovered, was given, and reissued, old stuff, new stuff. That thing we heard was pretty spiffy. That was The Dance of the Living Dead Chickens by Jack Blanchard. This guy must have been really something. Him and Misty, I forget her name, but they did Tennessee Birdwalk. They did a lot of really fun, kind of like country-ish novelty music. And with electronics, with Moog synthesizers, as well as guitars and singing. So this is Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, with rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, specialty shows on RadioCrown.com, and you can download Unlimited Zombo. That's right. It's the whole year of this year's shows. You can get all 52 shows at ZomboCo.com. You can download them for free. There's a link to SoundCloud, and you can just download and listen to my heart's content. Before I go any further, hopefully you had a super duper holiday season. I'd like to thank Bo and Bun for their Nido holiday gifts. That was quite surprising. None of you other bums got me holiday gifts, but I did get my annual card from Kelvin. I always get my Kelvin Christmas card, and I always open it outside because a lot of times Kelvin will load it with glitter and other things. So this year I was luckily Kelvin sent me a card that was not going to explode. And once again, Bo and Bun gave me a really nice Van Gogh hat and a nice little surprise. So thank you all. Thank you all. I know deep down in your heart, you all want to send Zombo something for the holidays, for all I do for you guys, right? Nah, I do it for me too. So don't worry. All right. So, and then what is going to happen in 2022? Wow. Does that sound good to say that? 2022. Feels nice to say that. Well, what I want to do is being a 2022, it's going to be dual shows, dualities. So for 20, at least till I get back in the studio. So I'm going to start off with doing one show that's all songs about being good, all songs about evil the next week. All songs about like, you know, hot next week, cold. So it's duality. So it's two. So it's all going to be two-part shows into 2022. I should be back in the studio probably, I'd say, March or April. April would be nice. April would be a nice time to go back into the studio, but I'll go in anytime I can. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a lot of the leftover great music that I found in 2021. And let's see here. We've got a really neat surf thing by a band called The Mighty Gordinis. And this is from their album of 2021. So this is a new release. Sounds from a Distant Galaxy. And this is their tune, A Thousand Silver Suns. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
I think we're ready to move.
Você já é. The show must go on.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, that last thing was probably a fantastic record. I should just play that whole record for New Year's Eve. What a great party record. That was Shel Silverstein from his album called Stag Party. And I don't know when that came out, probably in the 70s. But man, that is a lot of fun. That guy was a real kook. He wrote, he wrote Freaker's Ball. He wrote Cover of the Rolling Stones. He wrote A Boy Named Sue. So he wrote a lot of really fun tunes. And he just seemed like he wrote some books too. Some neat books called The End of the Sidewalk. Some kind of, I guess, children's books for adults. And The ABZs, which has one of my favorite quotes, which is, you know, because he goes through the alphabet. And it says, X is for xylophone, because X is always for xylophone. Mm-hmm. So Shel Silverstein, I'm Satisfied with My Girl. Before that, Bloodshot Bill, Wild Man from Quebec, doing the wobble from his 45 Guitar Boogie. We heard the new Ronaldo and the Loaf album. Still making wonderfully upside-down twisted music. That was from their mini record. It's just like a four-song mini record. Song of the Lungfish. And that was Ronaldo and the Loaf. Another neat little album that I got. Another Bulgarians album. And this was called Manchara, which came out in 2020. But this was like a bunch of their demos and outtakes. And that's a nice tune. And that was called Aquele Som. And we started the whole set off with A Thousand Silver Suns from the new album from the Mighty Gordinis, that nice little surf thing. So what else is going on? Well, like I'm saying, is we're just mopping up the end of the year. So this is a surprise to me because I was actually thinking that this show was going to be in January. And I'm thinking, how am I going to explain a leftover show in January when we're starting fresh? Do you guys want leftovers at the beginning of the year? No, you don't. And it just so happens to be, this is all way cool that I get the New Year's Eve slot. So New Year's after New Year's Eve afternoon. New Year's Eve afternoon. Yeah, and then also the Thursday before that. And we're going to start 2022, because it's all those twos, with dualities. And so all the shows until I get back in the studios are going to be like a two-part shows. Like first show is going to be all songs about good and evil, then hot, then cold, then left, then right. You know, they're stupid as ideas. I've done stupider ideas. So it's going to be a nice way just to have like nice little two-part shows where we're often, because that human experience thing, that was quite an undertaking. That was an 11-month series. And you can still get all of that from Zomboco.com. So how you guys doing? You ready for 2022? Mm-hmm. Okay, because they actually say like 2020 was really obviously a pretty brutal year. And then they said 2021, like 2021, W-O-N-E, W-O-N, like one. Oh yeah, like 2021. It beat you. Well, 2022, I think we're going to be turning things around. You got to. Things have to turn around. That's the beauty when you hit bottom. When you hit bottom, boom, you really appreciate your way on up. And you might even spring back even harder and higher than you were when you were done, whatever it is. Okay, I'm just trying to make you feel better. Okay, you feel better? Fine, let's play some more music. This is another neat little surf tune, surf album that came out, a band called Monsters from Mars. And this is another new release from 2021. And it's called Well Trained to Play Catch. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Get it now. Thank you. beers and coffee and smack. Coming and going, it has to be Boeing. The best form of defense is blow them up in a regular cup. Have an espresso, you will, oh I guess so. I feel my heart is gonna start to jump, 'cause it's wide to a pump. And the space needle points to the sky. The space needle, such a nice guy that he never knows. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac. All the Norwegians, man, you should see them out in Ballard looking so full of Vancouver, and some of them came up from Oregon, in case you don't know. But the space needle points to the sky. The space needle's such a nice guy, but you never know. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac. Viva, viva SeaTac. Viva, 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 viva SeaTac. They got the best computers and coffee and smack. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac.
First like a villainous Victorian. She taught me how to talk like a villainous Victorian. She taught me how to talk like a villainous Victorian. She taught me how to talk like a villainous Victorian.
Thank you. Welcome back. Before we go on, please. Six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things. The real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
Oh, I know.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't, it
authenticates itself.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor. Variable,
Sarsaparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your heart.
And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Meatloaf sandwich. Let's wait for it.
He had a dimwit.
There is so much coming in.
Time magazine. Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
Fair
it's shut.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
An octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss.
More mobility.
And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. So you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
It's okay.
Okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
I'm digging. So, well, Collins, myself, I was just what you see in Pharaohs.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
Duffelous.
And by the way, we're still angry.
Why? Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
I am the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with leaping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind.
Sequitur.
Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Yeah. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
Brand new Negative Land for you bums out there. That's from the new Negative Land record called No Brain. And that was called Sequitur. In front, oh, that, we heard something, you might not like it. I like stuff like this. That's the thing when you're along the ride for me, you know, not everything is going to please you. But you can always make a sandwich. You can always go to the bathroom. You can always go do something else until a song's over and come back. And then maybe you might like the next thing. A new record that came out, a band called You Do Right, kind of based on kind of like the prog rock sounds of the old band Can. from the 70s and 80s, and that was The Moral Compass of a Self-Driving Car. Before that, The Streets of Weehawken, a wonderful, wonderful Homer and Jethro compilation that came out, Homer and Jethro, from 1963 through 64. That compilation came out. Homer and Jethro were just masters of comedy and bluegrass country kind old music. Something from the Lathams, another band I just kind of got into. This is from their debut record from 2019, and that was called Villainous Victorian. Robin Hitchcock doing a Viva SeaTac, which is a Seattle, Tacoma, and I actually lived in SeaTac. Well, actually, yeah, because that's pretty close to more to the TAC. I lived closer to the TAC than the sea. But that was from his Jewels for Sophia record. We heard Black Sand Beach by the Royal Fingers, some wonderful Japanese surf music. And then this dude, who I think he died this year or last year, Frank Lee Sprague. The guy was with the Sprague Brothers. He wrote, this guy could write some music. Just kind of almost like if you got Roy Orbison and put him with Marshall Crenshaw and then added some of the older Beatles sound to it. So yeah, the Mercy Beat album called Cavern that came out in 2005. This guy was pretty amazing. He wrote symphonies as well as great pop music. That was from his album Cavern. That was Frank Lee Sprague. Then we heard the second volume of the Bulgarians' Manchada release, which came out this year. And love the Bulgarians. Yeah, just kind of like trippy, hip-hoppy, kind of experimental, fun stuff. Correndo en Furia. And it is in Brazil. It is in Portuguese because they are from Brazil. So if you know your Spanish and you're confused, don't blame you. Pokey LaForge, I wish I would have seen him when he was in town. I think I was out of town when he was here, but I would have liked to have seen that. But from his new album, In the Blossom of Their Shade, and that was Get It For It's Gone. And everything started off with Monsters from Mars playing Well Trained to Play Catch. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain at WRCT Pittsburgh, playing Leftovers of the Year. The last segment of some of the music finds and some of the things I got a hold of in 2021, and the last day or two of the year, because this is going to be Thursday and Friday, the last, tail end of this year, scooping up all the leftovers, but they're pretty tasty, because